chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, November the 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, and I am so glad that I get to spend this day with you and right before holiday. This is so great how the days just fell on right into you and I together. I love you guys so much, and I always look forward to Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So listen, if you haven't downloaded the app, go ahead and go to your app store and go ahead and download BBS Radio and take us everywhere with you. Go ahead and say, hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat, or hey, Google Play. No, I think I got it backwards. Hey, Alexa, play BBS radio station number one. Or hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat. You can listen to us through Alexa and Google. Now, you know we are bad. I'm aging myself, but you know, we are just the most updated, moving with the time radio station network. And we are live streaming over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. So you know that it's only because of you listeners that we are one of the number one talk radio stations in the world. Okay. All right. We're in Pakistan. We're in Portugal. We're in Australia. We're in UK. We are in Canada. We are everywhere. All right. All throughout the nation as well in the United States. So listen, go ahead and join us. Listen to us all the time. Again, we love you so much right here on BBS Radio and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Let's get right into the weather, shall we? All right. In Washington, D.C. right now, it's sunny, 43 degrees. The high today is going to be 48. In Detroit, Michigan, you are mostly sunny right now, 43 degrees. Your high is going to be 46 today. Dallas, you are 61 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 73 degrees today. London, you are 45 and cloudy right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 34 degrees in the morning. Sunny, your high is going to be 45 degrees tomorrow. Let's see, Los Angeles, you are 55 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is going to be 72 degrees, sunshine all day long. We're going right into Miami, 73 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 73 today. Kenya, you are 91 degrees, mostly sunny. That's your high right now. You're going to wake up to 72 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be 95 degrees and high for you. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees and clear. Your high today is going to be 68 degrees. All sunshine, but you got thunderstorms coming this afternoon, so be prepared for that. You're waking up to 52 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 64, 60% chance of showers. Let's see, Australia, you are 64 degrees and clear. Cloudy. That is your high. You're waking up to 48 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow. 70 degrees is going to be your high. Portugal, you are 79 degrees, partly cloudy. That is your high. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon, so be prepared for that. Temperatures are going to go down. You're waking up to 61 degrees, 90% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow for you. 73 degrees is going to be your high. Let's see. That's it. And if I didn't name your, Portugal, how can I forget you guys? 45 degrees and cloudy, that's your high. You're waking up to 39 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 48. All showers tomorrow, so be prepared for that. If I didn't name your nation, continent, country, or your city or state, guess what? It doesn't matter. God is still in control. No matter what's going on about you, around you, through you, or with you, God is still in control. And guess what? He has the final say. He knows all about you, and he knows exactly what you need when you need it. And he knows what he wants to do for you. Great things is all he wants for you. And the best is yet to come. All right. All right. So I love you so much. Now we're going to go ahead and take a break from our sponsor, and we'll go right into Ministerial Moment. Today we have guest Tim Alpha Timbo. He's an author, minister of the gospel from Canada. Can't wait to hear about his book. He's got a new release. Also, we have Byron Allman. He's coming with us today. We're going to talk about going from being an employee to a super entrepreneur. And then you know we're going to be getting it down all the way down and up. Praising God with DJ Dave Spivey, his gospel house mix. You know I love that segment. All right, you guys, we'll be right back after the sponsorship break with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right. Get In the Weight of Every Loss, you guys. This book, this is my newest release. You can get it on Kindle and Amazon. Go and get your copy, In the Weight of Every Loss. What is the weight that we carry in our day to day? I'm telling you, get rid of it. Get rid of it. All right. All right. Listen, get that copy. All right, you guys, let's get into Ministerial Moment. You know, today is tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. What are you grateful for? I am grateful for so much. This morning I was sitting before God and I was just listening, meditating on him, right? I wanted to just really hear him, not go with any, long list of, with an agenda or, a long list of prayer requests, praying for, interceding for other people. I just really wanted to hear from him. And it was so amazing because, God just really spoke and just said, show me how much he's been with me, all through the years. I'm talking about every mistake I made, everything that was done to me, everything that was said to me. He literally just spoke into my life and just let me know that he's been with me all that time, like every situation, and started reminding me of things like I was there when that happened. I was there when this happened. I was there when that happened. And I know he's done that, once or twice throughout my journey of 18 years in this life, or just throughout my life. But this time, for some reason, it was just so different. It was really eye-opening, and I can just feel his love and his protection. And it wasn't so much about going back down memory lane and going in the past. It was really just to just give me the comfort and the peace that I am the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am literally with you. Like, do you realize that I know every heartbreak, every, time that, a negative thing was said to you, every mental, emotional abuse that you've endured? Do you realize that I was there for you? Do you realize, how I protected you from going to jail, from prison? Like, I want you to really see that when you weren't even paying any attention to me, I was there with you. I was protecting my word over your life. I was protecting my love, my grace, my mercy over your life. When the enemy really wanted to take you out, I blocked every single time. Yeah, you had some disappointments. Yeah, you had some heartaches. And yeah, you made some bad decisions. And yeah, things happened to you. But overall, I protected your purpose. I protected the plans that I had for you. I protected the overall. And that's how much I love you. So why wouldn't I not do the same today? Why wouldn't I not be there for you even now when you're seeking me, when you're praising me, when you're worshiping me? And it's not by works. It's because I promised you. I have spoken a covenant promise with you, and I will keep my word and my promise concerning you. So it just really blessed me. And, you know, I really didn't know if I was going to come into this and share this with you guys, but I really felt led at the last minute. I never prepare. I just let the Holy Ghost have his way during ministerial moment. And I really wasn't even planning on talking about this, but I am grateful today for God being God. I mean, you know, just overall, I mean, just the abundance that he is, just the mightiness, the powerful. He is just so awesome. Like, I'm just grateful that he's in my life. I'm grateful that, you know, he chose me, that he called me. I am grateful for the kingdom. I am grateful for the blood of Jesus. I am grateful. You know why I want to put him before anything else that I'm grateful for? Because everything that I am, everything that I have, everything that I've done, every way that I think and see things is because of him. I can't even break it down all that he's done for me. And I'm 52. He's done a lot for me. So for me, I just have to say, you know what? I'm grateful that you are my daddy. I am grateful that you are my protector, my God. You are my everything. You are my everything. I am thankful and grateful that the Almighty God, Abba Father, is my everything. So what are you grateful for today? I know we're cooking and we're going to eat good, and I'm thankful for that. But I wouldn't have that food if it wasn't for God. I wouldn't even be able to cook because nobody taught me. He taught me how to cook when I was a teenager. I didn't have nobody cooking for me. I had to learn how to cook. You know, I'm grateful just for him being my father, watching over me, keeping a roof over my head all the time, protecting me from being mentally disturbed, from committing suicide. He has protected me from so much. I owe all the glory and honor to Abba, my Father God. And so that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I have him no matter what, who comes and goes, what happens in and out. He's always been there. And so for that, I'm grateful to you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right. Well, listen, what are you grateful for today? And whatever you have, share. I don't even care if it's with a neighbor, if it's with a coworker, I don't care. If you know that they're struggling, don't wait for them to ask. Just do it. Just call them up and say, hey, you are on my heart. I'm going to give you this, or I'm going to do this. Give money, give food, give a roof for somebody to spend a night. Do something. And for those that are in a position of need, make your needs known. Don't allow pride to keep you from being blessed, because some people you need to literally throw a rock at their head. They just don't have a clue. I'm just being honest, you know. Sometimes you just have to make the request known. You know, pray and ask God where direction you should go, but make your request known. If there's food being given out, you know, by a ministry or whatever, go and get it. You know what I'm saying? Go get that turkey and the fixings for the family. Go and get it. You know, it's a lot of people in different stages right now. People have and people don't, you know, but you know what? Those that do have, that serve in the kingdom, if you feed one of those, if you let them have a place to stay, you're doing it for Jesus. That's what Jesus said. Whenever you do this unto them, you do it unto me. That's when you feed them, when you clothe them, and when you give them a place to stay, you do it unto me. Do something for Jesus today, okay? Do it for Jesus and go ahead and open yourself up to the possibilities of serving him today. by serving somebody else. All right. I love you so much. Be grateful that God is our Father. God bless you guys. I'm loving you. This has been Ministerial Moment. And I just bless you today with the abundance and grace and mercy of the Lord God Almighty, our Father. All right. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, you guys. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages with Alpha Timbo from Canada, an author, a minister, and so many other things. He's amazing. I can't wait for you to meet him. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
We're just going to say whatever you want. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, I'm Eddie LaVert. I'm with the OJs. And whenever I need some medical attention, whenever I need any kind of attention, whenever I need something for my ears, for my heart, for my soul, I tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Show.
I love it. I love it.
I like that. Let's just keep it like that.
We're going to, but can you just say Dr. Gina's Radio Chat?
Radio Shack, right?
Yeah, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Shack.
Chat, like chatting, like having a chat. We're chat. Talking chat, chat, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I love it here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes.
Outstanding. I'm getting shivers.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. All right. Joining me right now is Alpha Timbo. He is joining us. He has a brand new book out, Ambition. I'm so excited. He's from Canada. And he is an author, he is a speaker, he is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now he is with us right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome, Alpha. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Gina. I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy to hear your voice. thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is such a pleasure to have you. I'm so glad. The book is called Ambition. Alpha A. Timbo is the author, and the inside secrets as we journey towards our God-given purpose. Talk about that. Talk about the secrets. What's the inside secret? Let everybody know.
Oh, man. Definitely. First of all, greetings to everybody, you know, who's listening to you. I'm so honored to be here today. You know, and I miss you too. I haven't been in California for a bit, but, you know, I can't wait to go back to see all you guys at Revelation Church. So looking forward to it. But, yeah, the book, basically, Ambition, when I wrote it and I put in the subtitle, The Inside Secrets as We Journey Towards Our God-Given Purpose, we are all in a journey. You know, we are all in a journey. I became an author, a motivational speaker, a life coach about the human mind and emotions, helping people become the best version of themselves, not because I am this smart guy or greatly educated or some guy who had a PhD in philosophy. No, I did it through experiences, and it was a journey. I wrote this book like a journey. You know, and that journey started from when I was young to where I'm at today. For example, being homeless, I was homeless for many, many years, not growing up with my parents, sleeping in public washrooms, public parks, sleeping under bridges, to in my adult years when I started being working in the corporate world, paycheck to paycheck for many, many years. I did a little bit of investment. And I learned a quote in investment that relate to my life. It says, if you want to understand a product, you must first try to understand or determine why it exists. That is some of the principle that, that is one of the things that I learned in my life. I mean, and in most people's lives, we judge ourselves based on our situations, our circumstances, past experiences, all type of negativities that our communities, families, friends, surroundings is telling us about ourselves that is not true. And yet, all it takes is for us to truly understand and determine why we are here, why do we exist, and having to overcome all the obstacles, hindrances, and everything else that was on a hunt, and I mean a hunt, to make sure that I never amount to anything in life. Ladies and gentlemen, it took every fiber of my being to be where I'm at today.
Wow.
And some of the lessons that I've learned, I never allowed my situation to define who I am as a whole. Because many times our situations lie to us. They deceive us. And so when you actually look at your situation, my situation was telling me that, hey, look at you. You are homeless. I'll say to my situation and say, no, it's only temporary. My situation will say to me, you're not good enough. And I'll say, no, God never created anything less than perfection. When my situation would tell me you're a failure, I would tell myself, no, I am a champion. Multiple times, these things have happened in my life in different situations, different circumstances, different criteria. And always I have to keep reminding myself that I was born with destiny. Though I can't see it now, though everything around me is telling me that I am going to fail, that I am not good enough, that I am not sufficient, but yet I have hope knowing that there is the greater one is in me, and it's only a matter of time before it reveals itself.
Wow.
This is where the book was birthed. This is where everything was starting to form. This is where I became who I am today. But in a nutshell, it's almost like saying everything basically blatantly showing you that you are a failure. It tells you that through everything you could see around you, my own natural eyes was telling me, literally, that my situation will never change and I will always be a failure, literally. I remember sleeping in those park benches. I remember that. Even to this day, I remember just holding a gun, putting it in my head, saying that I should end it right now. And yet, I would say to myself, no, there's got to be a way out. This then is where I had to ignore all what my surroundings and current state was telling me, and boldly, and I mean like boldly, say to myself both inside and out, I am not a failure, I am a champion. I am not a coward, I am a fighter. I am not a loser, I am a winner. I will not die in this situation, but rather I will live. I will not give in, nor am I going to give up, but I will stand when all else falls. You know, I have battled all types of things. And in that battle, everything that was coming up against me wasn't just coming up against me itself, but also coming up against my destiny and who I was to become. And by God Almighty, I have overcome them all mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually.
Hence, so let me ask you this, Alpha. Let me ask you this, because it's a lot of people that have been homeless, and a lot of people have slept in cars and, you know, in parks and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you are talking about how you said it's got to be something better than that, because I want to meet people where they are when they don't have that. How did you get there to that? It's got to be something more than that. Was it a process while you were out there? Was there times when you wanted to give up? Was it times that you thought your life was over? I mean, you know, talk about that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Dark moments when you really did, you know, you believe God was there. You were hopeful that it was something better. How did you get through those days to where you got stronger? Because a lot of people aren't there. You know, where they can say, oh, it's something better. They don't see that. They know the word. They know they've seen God move, but now they're in this place. Help them right now to just relate. You know what I love about ministry is that you got to meet them where they are. You know what I'm saying? At the moment. Talk to that person that's right there where you were in that dark place before you got your strength.
Definitely. You know, usually it gets so emotional for me because it takes me right back to the moments that I remember sitting there in the cold. I don't know if some of your listeners know Canada, but Canada is really cold, okay? So staying outside is not really a fun thing in the winters. And I could remember sitting there and I was thinking to myself, am I a failure? Am I ever going to amount to anything? Who am I? How long is this going to last? I had to be able to have hope. I have to be able to believe in myself and also believe in God. And this didn't just come up on me because I just have the strength to. No, it came up on me because it's almost like you have no choice but to succeed. You have to be able to conceive in your mind that there's no other option. Failure is not an option. You have to have hope. Because, you see, when you keep going, when you keep taking action, no matter what is in front of you, whether you see results or not, you have to get up and make small steps, make small positive steps daily. Even though if you don't see any results, because eventually you will get to your expected end. And one of the things that I always used to tell myself that stuck to me till this day is that when you stop and you give up on yourself completely, give up on yourself mentally, emotionally, everything, you have failed. That is a fact. But if I can just keep on going, no matter what happens or no matter if I see any results or not, at least I know I stand a better chance where I'm going or what might happen in the future rather than where I'm currently at right now. Hope. Because I do believe that when God came and put on human flesh, died on the cross, hung there for 9 hours in pain and in agony.
Come on, talk about it.
I don't believe he did that just for me to live in poverty, in shame, and in all types of financial mess. No, he came here to give me more and even more abundantly, more life, more of finances, more hope, more kingdom living. He came here to give me everything. So everything that he went through on the cross, I don't have to go through it. A lot of times our situations will lie to us, and it is supposed to be that way. That is all right. That is when we truly realize and we come to understand that there is something far much greater that is in us than what our exterior is telling us. These things, a couple of things that I had to attain and embrace in my life, and for many years I did not see any results, but I still kept on moving, and that was key.
Wow. I love that. And you know what? And everybody and people really need that. They need that word of encouragement. And I'm really glad that God led you to write the book because it's so intense and so transparent. I mean, how do you feel after now, you know, really just kind of releasing the book and just, you know, how do you feel? What's the reaction that you're getting from it?
First of all, before I even tell you the reaction, I have to tell you, like, God truly inspired me to write this book. When I wrote this book, I did not even know I could write. I mean, I'm a college dropout. I dropped out in college, okay? So if people are thinking in the background or somewhere out there in the world saying, oh, this guy is so smart. No, you're probably smarter than I am, okay? I was not the smart guy, and neither were the 12 disciples, okay? But
yes.
You see, when you have spent a lot of time with God, your mind, everything that you know, he transforms you, giving you gifts that you never learned from any academic school or nothing that you've learned from anything anywhere else, just departed into you spiritually. I became a writer not knowing that I am a writer. I became an author not knowing that I'm an author. It was in difficult times, and God pressed me to write it. And I don't know what to do with the cover. I don't know how to make titles or even how to make chapters. And it was literally in the basement while I was working full-time jobs that God started to educate me on how to write this book. First thing he did, he said, sum up everything that you've gone through in one word. What is something that when people read and say, oh, man, let me look at this title. What is beyond the title? And I say, okay, what's my life about? Why did I always have the drive? And I said to myself, ambition. I was very ambitious. I wanted to become something in life. I could not or will not accept what my situation was telling me. I refused to accept my situation. I was very ambitious, okay? And the next thing he said, all right, now elaborate on the ambition title a little bit and emphasize on it, call it the subtitle. And I said, I sat down and really think about it again. I said, what is it that I should really put as a subtitle? And I said to myself, how about the inside secrets as we journey towards our God-given purpose? I mean, there's so much into that because it took me about a week and a half just to come up with that. And God took me through the process of writing this book. And in writing this book, I really had to break down what I had to go through and what I took from my experiences and the knowledge of it, whether it be philosophical knowledge, or whether it be just through the challenges that I went through and overcame, and how I became who I am today. I took it like a journey, starting from nothing in your mind, like a mindset of positivity, a mindset of change, a mindset of trying to achieve and become the best version of yourself, not having that at all, zero. To becoming, having an understanding of it, to becoming who you're destined to be. I wrote it like a journey, and I believe it's going to bless a whole lot of people.
Wow, I love it. So with that being said, just get to writing. You know, that reminds me of how I started when I wrote my first book. It's like it was just a journal for me, just like a release of, you know, just. It was like God was just giving me clarity and walking me through. It was a healing process. And, you know, I didn't know it was going to be a book either. I never even thought about being an author. You know, it's just so amazing how he gets you to places that you never even thought. So now you're an author and you're doing all these incredible things, seeing God. What is God saying before we close and you tell everybody where they can follow you? What do you believe God is saying in this season and time to his people?
You know what? Literally, I was sitting here a couple of days ago and God was showing me he's a God of chaos. Not that he's the one causing the chaos sometimes, but in chaos, God has a way of revealing his power.
Right.
Same thing in our circumstances. And God was telling me what is going on now in this day and age, in this world that we're living in, it is time for his people to start to become the best version of themselves. It is time for people of God to take their place because God is ready to move. And I can see it in every single corner, whether it be in government or whether it be in the ministry, whether it be in business. You can see like the wicked of this world are falling, slowly falling down, and they're losing their resources. They're losing everything that is hold so dear. And God needs a remnant of people that believe in him wholeheartedly, not religious Christians. I'm talking about kingdom-believing Christians who are God-fearing but yet bold at the same time, not to have any fear to stand in front of anything or anything against God itself, but people who would defend God and defend the kingdom of God and its people. And these are the remnants that God is looking for. And I hope and pray that people will have their hearts and their minds ready. Be ready, because something is going to happen in 2022 that I believe is going to be one of the best moves in all of history. And the scriptures even reveal it to us. They're saying that in the latter days, God is going to do a mighty move that is far much greater than that in the days of the apostles. And we are living in that day and age now, and we are the remnant that God will use.
Wow, I'm excited about it. I think everyone is excited and everybody is ready. And I concur with that. I do believe that God is also building our character in this time. Yes. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going backwards or that we're in a rough patch. It means that God is doing a work inside of us, and some things that we directions that we were going in and some people that we were connecting to, he's stripping us from this idea. This image, this old way, and it's not that you're in the wrong. It's not that it's bad. This is good wrestling with God, just like Jacob when before he turned and was renamed Israel. In order to move forward, we have to get ready psychologically, emotionally, mentally. We have to change our dialogue. God is doing a work in us. So even though it may seem painful, we are in the right place. So just to let you know that it's not the devil, it's not the enemy. Let God wrestle with you to strip you of your old garments so you can wear new garments in the new positions and places and platforms and doors that he's already unlocked and opened and provided for you. All right? All right. Well, listen, Alpha Timbo, my friend that I met at Revelation Church with Prophet Lovie, listen, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yes, definitely. I have a website, a brand new website that was just made for me. And it's my first and last name, alphatimbo.org. That's alphatimbo.org. And when you go there, you can read more about me. I have a couple of options there. There's a section that says that I am a speaker, that you can read more about me, or if you need a speaker, you can go and contact me there, and I'll be able to serve you. Also, there's a section that has books and more where you can actually find my book, and you can click the link there. You have three options. If you're overseas and we can't ship there, you can get the ebook. The paperback is available, the hardcover as well. But I do also have videos. There are videos that I make on my YouTube channel that I post on my website. And that is just to motivate people. And there's over 50 videos there that people can watch and enjoy. You know, I believe will uplift and motivate them no matter what situation they are going through. Also, lastly, there's a contact section where my links for my YouTube channel is there that you can click. And also join me, follow me on YouTube. if you do have any needs, so whatsoever, just message me, contact me, and I'll try to respond to them as best I could. Thank you.
Fantastic. I love it, love it, love it. All right. You know, we got to have you back on the next book, and we love you so much. Take care over there in Canada. We're praying for you, and God bless you. Alpha Timbo.
Thank
from
you.
Canada.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love you. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with DJ Dave Spivey Gospel House Mix. I'm so excited. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Can you say, you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat?
Yes, tell me when.
Now.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, all right. And since we have time, go ahead and do it another time or two. Go.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Go for it.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Somebody shout glory.
All right, that was DJ Dave Spivey with Gospel House Mix. I don't know about you, but I was on my side getting it in. Well, listen, I'm so excited because we have Byron Holman coming, joining us right after this commercial break. So stay tuned for this because you're going to want to know how to become from an employee to a powerful powerhouse entrepreneur. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Cree. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician, and remember that your health is your wealth. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Byron Holman, how are you? Thank you for joining Dr. Gina's radio chat today.
I am blessed. I'm so happy to be here. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Well, listen, I want to just give everybody a little back history. I met Byron, Mr. Holman, entrepreneur, successful at that, on Clubhouse. And we'll talk about where we met, what room and all of that stuff. But I'm so glad that you're with me because I really enjoyed getting pieces of your background. So I understand that you were actually an employee working as a nurse. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell us about that. I mean, how did you get into that? What was that like? And then when did it shift to your interest in becoming an entrepreneur?
You know, Dr. Gina, it started for me, oddly enough, you know, I got to give you the full story so it can all make sense. So it started as I was actually in jail. I got locked up for about a half of kilo of cocaine. And in that process, Dr. Gina, it was a life-changing experience for me. And I ended up getting a job working in the hospital as a psychiatric technician. And,
wow.
You know, a lot of the nurses there were Nigerian. And they would pour into me all the time about, you know, hey, you need to go to nursing school. You need to go to nursing school. And at this time, you know, they didn't know that I was fighting a case and all of this kind of stuff was going on. But that was the first time I'd ever really been introduced into the whole nursing world. It was a buddy of mine. He was actually a cop, too. It's funny enough. He introduced me into that world and ended up giving me that job when he heard about the situation that I had got caught up in. And, so as a result of that, that's how I got introduced into it. And then I started going to nursing school while I was fighting this drug case. And the reason why
it's so special to me because I don't believe, Dr. Gina, I would have even gotten into nursing if I hadn't, you know, dealt with that case, because it was just a world that I never thought that I would even have any involvement in. Yeah, and so, and it was just because they poured into me that even triggered me to want to go into that space. As you know, after time, I ended up going to the school, and then I was fighting the case at the same time, and I ended up finally putting in, I finished all of my prerequisites. I put in my applications everywhere. I got denied a million places. At least it felt like a million places. And then one time I changed it, and you know, I put on there that I had beat the case, even though I hadn't all the way officially beat the case, but I knew that I had that feeling. I was real, real close. I put it on there that I beat the case, and they accepted me. Because I'm like, man, my grades are decent. Come on, man, give me a shot. And they ended up accepting me. And then right when I got accepted, they, you know, they let me into the school. And it was like probably about the first 2 weeks or so, they called me into the back office. And we had that talk. We had that talk, Dr. Gina. And that talk consisted of me being kicked up out of that program. And I broke down. And but by the grace of God, I had already beaten the case. Literally beat the case. Yes, 100%. And they were still going to kick me out because I had the arrest record on there, and I had to go all the way up to the head dean and get an appeal to let me stay into that program. And that's how I ended up getting into nursing. And and then the rest, you know, went from nursing to the entrepreneurial space.
Yeah, so you know what? I mean, your experience in nursing, I mean, it's just so honorable, first and foremost. And I know everybody knows what it's, you know, if you've ever seen a doctor, been to a visit, been to the hospital, you already know what the nurses do. It's commendable about what you guys do. And I'm just so grateful that you had that experience, especially doing something that you didn't think was ever like a part of your lane, like ever a part of your destiny, but God really orchestrated the whole thing and really broke you out into doing the impossible when you thought that this wasn't something that you were able to do or even considered to be that. He did. And so you got into that, which I believe that our steps are ordered. So here you are now. You accomplished this against all the odds, and now you're an entrepreneur. How did that shift happen from being a nurse? What happened during that that opportunity? What was that like?
So absolutely. So the good thing, I was always kind of an entrepreneur, and I dibbled and dabbled into some good things and some bad things. I would say mostly good things. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I got into some bad things too. And so the thing about it was, once I got, you know, the nursing degree and everything, you know, I worked for a little while, and then, you know, that entrepreneurial bug just started scratching on me again. And I knew that, you know, I had to take care of that itch. And so I started doing some going to different seminars and different things like that. Initially, I wanted to do franchises. And then I realized they don't make as much money as it looks. You know, like I wanted to get like a Subway, a bunch of Subways.
Right,
I was like, OK, it's going to take a big initial investment. Plus, it's just not as sexy as they paint it out to be. So I said, let me try something else. And a buddy of mine came to me about and introduced me to the real estate space. And the rest was pretty much history. I ended up joining this program. I think it cost me about $20,000 at that time. And as soon as I joined that program, I started, you know, networking with some of the best people in that program. And, you know, within the first couple of months, I was already, you know, I'd already made my money back plus some, and was looking, and I was getting close to making about half my salary within that first couple of months doing wholesale real estate. That was my entry point into the real estate investment space. I wholesaled a couple of deals during Harvey, and, you know, that was when the hurricane hit. So everybody was trying to sell their property. So I came in kind of at a lucky time, you know. So
wow, that is so powerful. So now you're an entrepreneur and you got this business. Tell everybody, you know, what is the business, what does it consist of, can they do it too?
Absolutely. So I always tell people like this: when I first started, I was working crazy. Dr. Gina, like, I was literally going crazy. So I would go on, you know, I'd be on out on dates with the lady, and literally I'm picking up my phone nonstop because sellers are calling me, and I'm doing wholesale real estate, basically where I'm getting a property under contract. I'm finding me a somebody who was interested in selling at a discount and turning around and selling that property to other investors who want to do a fix and flip on it and make it look all pretty like the HGTV. And so that's what I was doing. And but it was crazy because I did not have the time. I was working tons. And then I found out the power of systems. And that was what revolutionized my business, because once I started hiring people and scaling my business, understanding how to be an actual entrepreneur instead of a hustlepreneur or a solopreneur, that's when everything changed for me, because I literally went from feeling like I was about to lose my mind because I was working pretty much every hour that my eyes opened, to literally not even working maybe 15, 20 hours in my business a week. And I was doing six-figure months, sometimes even six-figure weeks. And just doing the business. But that all came as a result of me starting to understand systems, starting to understand how to hire, how to delegate and elevate. And right now I have about 18 employees. We have a very, very successful real estate investment company here in Houston, Texas. We service multiple markets. And so that's pretty much how that process played out. But I could tell you this. You know, going from working, you know, 100 probably hours, however many hours you could fit into a week, was doing about that, to working maybe about 10 to 15 hours. Literally, by the time I was in position to quit my job from a financial standpoint, I didn't need to because I was so time rich, you know, with the way I had structured the business that I didn't even need to quit my job. So that's how I was able to create the whole 9 to 5 millions movement. You know what I mean?
Hey, speaking of which, and I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Byron. Listen, I am so excited because this is how I met you, talking about millions. The Million Man Marathon, which has over a million listeners. I don't even know how, within weeks or months or days, I don't know, but they have already peaked that million listener mark. And so I can relate to that million listeners on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I commend you guys. This is a group of guys. It is four of you guys. It is you, Jerry, Nelson, and Jonathan, and you guys bring entertainment and information together on this app in Clubhouse, and you guys need to connect with him there. They do interviews. They talk about the hard topics, COVID and the elections and politics and everything else, and everybody has a voice. Just briefly, how did you guys come together to even have the Million Man Marathon?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, I have a show called Business Over Breakfast that I do in the mornings, right? And that show was pretty big. I mean, we probably have
it's
one
huge.
Of the biggest,
you're listening. Yeah, I've been in your room. It's huge. You got about 500 to plus people at one time. And I know about 1,000 came through a couple of hours while I was in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a dope room. I love it. You got to connect with Byron on that, but you'll tell everybody how to connect with you on that and all your social media. So how did you guys come together?
So we came together by, you know, I had that Nelson was kind of doing his own thing, but he was more so with the JT Fox crew. And then Jerry and Jonathan have a show as well. And I think it was more so Nelson. Nelson kind of like played, you know, he was kind of like the puppet master in the whole mix, where he kind of brought some of the best models that he knew together to create the Million Marathon. And then once we kind of kicked it off, it just blew up, and it just started going, you know, really, really well. And then we tried it again, and then it went well again. And we was like, wait a minute, we may be on to something. And so it just kind of spawned from Nelson kind of playing, you know, the dot connector and connecting some of the best models that he had a lot of respect for together. And that's kind of how it grew. And it's just been rocking and rolling ever since. And I still don't understand why we get the audience is so big there. But hey, I just go and try to provide as much value as I possibly can every night.
And you do. And it is every night. And again, you know, he has his own show and you hold your own for sure, Byron. I'm so glad that you were able to join me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I just felt led to call you and just see if you can come and join us and tell your story. It's so inspirational. You know, you had different levels of situations in your life. And, you know, I love to inspire people to go from, you know, a struggle or a trauma or a situation. Maybe it was a bad decision. You know, being at the wrong place at the wrong time to something enormously spectacular and life changing. And I just love to inspire people in that way. And, I, you know, and we're biblically based. And I love what you said. You know, God had a plan for you and he just walked you through. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, Byron. So tell everybody, tell everybody where they can follow you and how they can connect with you.
Definitely check me out on Instagram, Byron the Investor. That's Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, the Investor. Or you can check me out on Clubhouse at Byron Investor as well. And, yeah, I'm there pretty consistently. Like Dr. Gina, we'll let you know. We're very consistent on both platforms. So definitely tap in with me. And you can connect everything else kind of like a spider web. I can connect you to everything else from that space.
Yes, and please go and on Clubhouse and connect with him on Instagram because literally he gives some good information. It'll light a fire to you. You'll be ready to go and invest. You'll be ready to sign your name on a contract and get started and get busy. Because it's really, really good that you guys give this information. A lot of it is free. Of course, there's classes outside and things like that, but if you connect with him, they're reasonable. And it's really for those that really want a shaking in their whole journey. They really to catapult into something, you know, enormously just financially a breakthrough. And so this is a good connection. So go and connect with Byron Holman. I certify him right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I don't care where you at. You guys could be from Africa, from UK, because you guys connect with a lot of people because just so they don't know. It's not just in the United States. You guys can actually coach people. You can coach people if they're in the UK and Canada and Portuguese and Pakistan. As long as they're willing to learn how to get into business and invest, you can coach them, right? You can teach them and give them some pointers, right? All right. Well, we're worldwide around here, so let's get it going, you guys. Go ahead and connect with Byron Holman on all social media platforms and especially on Clubhouse. Let him see you there. Raise your hand. Let him hear your voice. Connect with him so he can help you out. All right, you guys, this has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I am loving you so much for tuning in. We had an amazing show today. I'm so glad that today is the day that the Lord has made, and you guys are super blessed. Take all of the information and encouragement and apply it to your life. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always. This is Dr. Gina on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.